Oh, the difference a few weeks can make. After a heartbreaking homecoming loss, all seemed to be lost for the Pella football team in 2022. Staring down top-ranked Xavier and watching what was their best chance for victory slip away on a rainy homecoming. But the phrase, better late than never, applies to this group, who found their footing in Oskaloosa, and last week put together a game that should scare anyone that just might see that green and white across the field in the opening round of the playoffs.
Hands it to Fuller. Starts left, cuts back, breaks a tackle, and walks it in. Touchdown, Pella. It's a hat trick for Kenson Fuller on an 11-yard dash.
Looking for the screen. It's thrown across.
Nice
and
tackle.
Well played from behind.
MVP.
Who else? Cam Schulte.
Holy cow, the guy is all over the field.
The return of Cam Schulte and the persistence of Kenson Fuller came into full effect against Clear Creek Amana last week, and it's a victory that left the door open for the Dutch to find themselves in the top 16 of Class 4A before the season ends. Let's start with the turnaround and the boost Schulte has provided. While he steadily improved on the track this past spring, head coach Jay McKinstry was even more impressed with the potential the 6'3", nearly 200-pounder showed during the summer, a sentiment echoed by the coaching staff, including assistant Corey Thorson.
Cam is a difference maker on both sides of the ball. And when you lose somebody like that, it really hurts you as a team. And to get him back, it's been so refreshing. And it's just been great to watch him kind of get back into the swing of things here these last few games. And you can see the results on the field. He's a difference maker.
But in a matter of moments, his season appeared to be cut short before it could even get off the ground against Norwalk in week one.
Catcher with the blocker in front is made by Braden Carlson, and with the Dutch defender down on the field after the play, Braden Carlson crosses the 35 out to the 37-yard line for a 10-yard gain and a first down. It is Cam Schulte, the big-bodied 6'3", 195-pound defensive back for Pella that's walking off the field under his own power.
Kind of favoring an ankle or a knee, I'm not sure which, on the left side there. Hopefully they can just tape him up and give him a Gatorade and send him back out, but hopefully he's okay.
But Schulte persevered, stayed in shape, and healed as best as he could, and was the shot in the arm a desperate Dutch team needed just after the midway point of the season. First shown in that Xavier blowout.
Hardman, clean pocket, has Schulte wide open at the 40. One man to beat at the 30, and he's tackled from behind, deep in Xavier territory. Big play for Pella as they move the sticks.
35 yards.
It's really good to be back on the field with the guys. Just even in practice, just working hard with them. Being able to just get in the right spot and kind of know what we're doing, like find our passing game recently, and Kenson obviously running the ball really well. But it means so much because when I'm hurt, you have to find a job on the team. Like, you kind of just have to be a motivator, just kind of see what you have to do. But yeah, being able to play and just kind of take opportunities as they come to make a difference, it means a lot.
And while Cam was away, and in a year where a lot didn't go right for the Dutch, the star that has shown the brightest has been at running back.
Bush will line up under center, has Fuller. This is power football here, 5:24 remaining. Handoff goes to Kenson Fuller. He bounces off one tackle, first down, and a whole lot more. What a spin move, and he is gone. Kenson Fuller, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. What a play.
Kenson Fuller was a big reason why Clear Creek Amana never got going last week, with 13 first downs on 18 carries, and he passed a special milestone along the way.
Handoff goes to Kenson Fuller, turns it upfield to the 40, and he jukes his way for another Dutch first down. Kenson Fuller is in the 1,000-yard club for the season, and he gets to move the sticks again.
Fuller has joined truly elite company. Kenson is the first Pella player since 2016 to get to 1,000 yards. That was Nick Finney in the state championship run. And maybe more incredibly, is the first running back to do so since Nathan Henry on the 2014 title team, who did so as part of a 14-game season at the right hip of all-time great Noah Clayburg. Another fun parallel, Henry was the homecoming king in his senior season, too, in 2015.
To be honest, it's kind of really cool to have my name up there. I didn't think I could do it, but like, I had goals to reach throughout the season. I had it since like freshman year to be really good, to be talented, and just reach my potential.
He's really done what he needs to do to prepare himself for this senior year, and it's just been awesome to watch him continue to grow throughout the year. I think the more carries he gets throughout the year, the better he gets. He just keeps getting stronger, and it's so deserving because, I mean, he deserves it. He deserves to reach that 1,000-yard mark as hard as he's worked, and it's just been an absolute pleasure to coach him this last couple years.
Schulte and Fuller both admire how dynamic the other is, and both, along with Coach Thorson, believe the others are the reasons why Pella has a chance to keep the sun from setting on the 2022 season before the night ends.
Cam's a really great, talented athlete. Like, once he came back, he like the team was like united, and just he's really special to the team, and just he's a really good player.
He's amazing. He's such an explosive player, and just breakaway speed. He works so hard, and I mean, throughout the offseason, he's in the gym all the time. He lifts more than anyone I know, so it's great to see him succeed on the field. Yeah, he's so fun to play with.
It's huge because they see how these kids have persevered the last couple of weeks and stuck with it, and it just kept working hard and kept with the grind of the season and just never have backed down from a practice or from who, no matter who we're playing, whether it's the Xaviers or whoever it is. I mean, they're ready to get in the fight, and I think that's a great job of our upperclassmen kind of leaving that legacy of we're going to work hard and we're going to stay after it no matter what.
For KNIA Cable Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.